for Faith, I'm John O'Connor, and today's reflection is really a call to prayer as we reflect together on one of the best known and most loved of all Jesus' parables, helping us to appreciate and experience God's love. Well, this reflection is really a different kind of reflection. It's not simply an audio of the text that is available on the Food for Faith website today. So it's not simply that. It's also not simply a Lectio Divina that's based on the scriptures of the day. I've read over the years many reflections on this wonderful parable. We know it is the prodigal son. It's really much more a parable of a loving parent. But most of all, it's a parable about a loving God. And many, many reflections I've read, many very good reflections. But there's one reflection I read a few years ago, written by Pope Emeritus Benedict. And he writes in such a beautiful, personal and intimate way about his experience of this parable. And I wanted to share it today, but not just by reading you a part of it. I think you might find it helpful, as I have, to enter prayer with his reflection. So we all know the parable well. We probably know it by heart. And of course, one of the difficulties when we know a parable so well is that the moment it begins, we know what's coming, and we're kind of stuck in that idea that we know what happens here, and we jump in our minds at least to the punchline. So the moment we hear the words, "A man had two sons," then we think we know it all. What we miss when we think like that is that we may have heard these words many times, but we've never been exactly in the situation that we personally are in today. So we are new, and Jesus is wanting to speak to us in a new way through words that we may have heard many, many times before. So I invite us into a time of prayer. This audio will last 20 minutes, but into a time of prayer in which we first of all prepare. And then I will read this section from Pope Emeritus Benedict through very slowly with some pauses for your reflection. And then we'll have a very brief conclusion together. So you might choose to use this as a part of your time of prayer today. You might also listen to it as you are driving or doing other things. Whatever is helpful, feel free to use this in whatever way is helpful. So first of all, let's be still and silent. And a good way to begin is to become aware of your breathing. First of all, just noticing it. Perhaps the breathing is shallow. If it's shallow, a good way to begin, I find, is to take a couple of deep breaths or even yawns. We always feel better after a good yawn. It's a great way to relax. And then gradually allow your breathing to deepen. And this reading, while it's not the scriptures, it's themselves, this is spiritual reading in a reflective form. And because we are in prayer, we are really expecting Jesus to speak directly to us in this time of prayer. We're not listening for a far-off voice. We're listening for the stirrings, the nudgings, and the depth of our heart, the depth of our being, the words that perhaps touch us or move us most deeply. This passage is not really about a prodigal son. It's not even about two dysfunctional sons. Certainly there was a prodigal and his older brother, both really immature and sad sons. This passage is really about a parent who knows how to love. So let's now reflectively listen to the words of Benedict. He begins, This passage of St. Luke constitutes one of the peaks of spirituality and literature of all time. Indeed, what would our culture, art, and more generally our civilization be without this revelation of a God, the Father so full of mercy? This passage never fails to move us, and every time we hear or read it, it can suggest to us ever new meanings. Above all, this gospel text has the power of speaking to us of God, of enabling us to know God's face, and better still, to know God's heart. After Jesus has told us of the merciful Father, things are no longer as they were before. We now know God. God is our Father, who out of love created us to be free and endowed us with a conscience. A God who suffers when we get lost, and a God who rejoices when we return. For this reason, our relationship with God is built up through events. Just as it happens for every child with the parents, at first the child depends on the parents, then begins to assert autonomy, and in the end, if the child develops well, they reach a mature relationship based on gratitude and authentic love. In these stages of growth, we can also identify moments along the person's journey in their relationship with God. There can be a phase that resembles childhood, religion prompted by need, by dependence. As a person grows up and becomes emancipated, they want to liberate themselves from this submission and become free and adult, able to organize themselves and make their own decisions, even thinking they can do without God. Precisely this stage is delicate and can lead to atheism. Yet even this frequently conceals the need to discover God's true face. Fortunately for us, God never fails in faithfulness. And even if we distance ourselves and get lost, God continues to follow us with love, forgiving our errors and speaking to our conscience from within in order to call us back to Him. In this parable, the sons behave in opposite ways. The younger son leaves home and sinks ever lower, whereas the elder son stays at home, but he too has an immature relationship with the father. In fact, when his brother comes back, the elder brother does not rejoice like the father. On the contrary, he becomes angry and refuses to enter the house. The two sons represent two immature ways of relating to God: rebellion and childish obedience. Both these forms are surmounted through the experience of mercy. Only by experiencing forgiveness, by recognizing one is loved with a freely given love, a love greater than our wretchedness, but also a love greater than our own merit, do we at last enter into a truly filial and free relationship with God. Now that we have heard this passage, invite Jesus to reveal to you which words or phrases spoke to you most deeply. Don't try and remember what was in the passage. Simply ask Jesus to reveal to you maybe a word or a phrase that touched your heart deeply. Perhaps it may have been something that you recalled from the actual scripture passage which you know so well, something that the reflection reminded you of or helped you to see in a new way. Invite Jesus to reveal to you what touched your heart, what is touching your heart most deeply. Recall now the son who turned away from the father. Invite Jesus to reveal to you the ways in which you are turning away from God. Again, don't try and think of what those ways are. Invite Jesus to reveal to you ways in which you may be resisting the voice of God, the love of God, the call of God. Perhaps you feel a little more like the older brother. You feel as though you've been doing everything right, but are not receiving the reward that you want or expect or need. Invite Jesus to reveal to you the ways in which you may be more like the older brother. In what ways do you desire to know the love of Jesus for you more deeply? Now I invite you to see Jesus as the one who is running to meet you with arms open, ready to embrace, ready to welcome, recognizing your desire for his love. See Jesus now, gazing at you with love, ready to welcome you home. As Benedict concludes, only by experiencing forgiveness, by recognizing one is loved with a freely given love, a love greater than our wretchedness, but also a love greater than our own merit, do we at last enter into a truly adult and free relationship with God. As we conclude, take a moment now to experience gratitude. Gratitude to God for love, for mercy, for forgiveness. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.